Hey, this is Megan from Swish and Flick. I wanted to tell you all about Book of the Month. I love the curated list of books that is available every month. It makes it so easy to find something for you. Book of the Month focuses on new and upcoming authors. It's really helped me to venture beyond my regular genres. I am so excited at the start of every month to see what Book of the Month has picked. And what's better than getting a cute blue box in the mail with a book in it? I was so excited to see this month The Paradise Problem by Christina Loren was a pick. You guys know how much I love their writing. I've already started it, and it's everything you could expect from a Christina Loren novel. Book of the Month is offering a great intro offer for the month of May. You get your first book for $5 with the code PETALS, P-E-T-A-L-S, and shipping is always free. Head on over to bookofthemonth.com and use code PETALS.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. Tiffany here from Swish, and I want to talk about being a problem solver. In my classroom, I'm always telling my ickle-firsties to be problem solvers. In first grade, that's one thing, but in adult life, it's a whole other. It can be really difficult to train your brain to go into a problem-solving mode. Maybe you don't even know where to start. It's a challenge that we all face in life, but when you learn to better help your brain find solutions, it's truly a great feeling. And if you've ever been thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. BetterHelp is convenient, it's accessible, it's affordable, and it's all online. And on top of that, they match you with a therapist just by filling out a brief survey. So when you want to be a better problem solver, therapy can get you there. Visit betterhelp.com/swish today to get 10% off your first month. That's better, HELP.com/swish.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick. Everyone, Swish and Flick.
Hello and welcome to Swish and Flick, the Felix Files. And today we are talking all about wands. So I'm Tiffany.
I'm Megan.
I'm Katie.
I'm Sarah.
And so we're going to start today's discussion with wand woods. So basically all our information about the details of woods and cores and length and flexibility is coming straight from Pottermore.
Thank you, JK.
Yes.
Oh.
And JK, if you're listening, please don't let this be the encyclopedia that we've been waiting for.
Honestly, yeah, we want another book.
I want a book. Yeah. I want a physical book.
Same.
I mean, I love Pottermore. Don't get me wrong, but I need a book. All right. So, Mr. Ollivander, is part of this.
Pour one out
for Ollivander is, doing all these, writings about woods.
Wait, he died in the books.
I don't know, but he's dead in real life. John Hurt is who plays Ollivander.
He died in the books.
Right? No.
Ollivander will never die.
No, he survived.
I thought you were talking about the
character. He survived Malfoy Manor.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
He might not. I bet you he's probably dead now because it was 20 years ago that the Battle of Baltimore.
I don't know. Look at Dumbledore. He could still be alive. Wizards
Dumbledore's
live
dead.
He would have.
I know, but I'm just saying Dumbledore's
old. Yeah, we don't know how old he was, Ollivander, at the time.
I know. I don't know.
So.
Do we,
even
can
if,
we look
even
it up?
If Ollivander is dead, we
look
still
right let's look it up.
Thrown out for him and the actor who portrayed him.
Ollivander's is like established in the what? But
it's his last name.
Family,
yeah.
Right?
Katie, happens. Are you finding anything?
I'm trying.
All right,
keep talking. I'll
all right, so I'm going to dive into woods, and we're going to figure out how old Mr. Ollivander is
because it's so important.
It is. We want to know all the details. So basically Rowling has, notes from Ollivander on Pottermore. And so basically, I mean, there is like a ton of information. So I guess what I could do is I could pull, fan wand woods and go into those instead of kind of like reading every single.
Maybe we should just do like a general overview on each of these things.
That's
like,
what I thought we were going to do.
Like, don't necessarily go into the single woods yet. We'll do that when we go through like other characters' wands.
We could do that.
You know what I mean? So like maybe this first section where it's just talking about Ollivander and like his notes on wand woods.
Can do. I don't know how accurate this is, but it's estimated that he was born in 1907.
Okay. So he should still be alive.
Is that on Pottermore or the lexicon?
It's Harry Potter internet. Wiki.
Well, if you go on to the wiki, is there any like sources that they say?
Like, sources of magic.
Awkward silence.
I could sing. Me.
I don't know.
It says something about a year on the Makuza's wand permit application, so maybe they grabbed it from there.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Indeed.
All right, so
moving on.
Back to woods, and I just dropped my phone. It's fine. All right, every single wand is unique, and it kind of depends on like the particular tree, magical creature that it's from, and the different materials.
Question.
Okay.
Do you think that every single wand is unique universally or just with Ollivander wands?
Interesting question. That's actually really interesting.
I will say, because I'm looking at the cores, that there's, I wonder if, because he only uses three specific cores. Yeah. So I wonder if, like, there's what are more. The other ones? Yeah.
It talks about it a little bit.
Yeah.
Gregorovitch, doesn't he use different cores?
And then there's also a wand maker that she touches on Pottermore in America. And she, I think it's a woman, and she makes wands like in Louisiana. So she uses like swamp wood.
That's cool. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
How about that life?
So do you want me to just kind of go into this verbatim? It's not very long.
Yeah.
All right.
Interesting.
And it is indeed. So every single wand is unique and will depend for its character on the particular tree and magical creature from which it derives its materials. Moreover, each wand, from the moment it finds its ideal owner, will begin to learn from and teach its human partner. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Cool. I like that a lot. Therefore, the following must be seen as general notes on each of the wood types I like to work with best and ought not to be taken to describe any individual wand.
This is Ollivander saying these things.
Correct. Like, this is just like a generalization of the wood types and cores and stuff.
Yes.
Okay. So, only a minority of trees can produce wand quality wood, just as a minority of humans can produce magic.
Mm.
It takes years of experience to tell which ones have the gift, although the job is made easier if bow truckles are found nesting in the leaves, as they never inhabit mundane trees. Shout out to bow truckles everywhere.
Shout out to Pickett.
Hello, Pickett.
Yes.
We love Pickett. All right, the following notes on various wand woods should be regarded very much as a starting point, for this is the study of a lifetime, and I continue to learn with every wand I make and match. I like that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I love that it's from his perspective.
Yes. Yeah.
I just really like that, you know, the wand chooses you. I just think that's really cool.
And that it teaches you, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
You hear when he even is describing more in depth than even when you get your own wand and, like, when you hear about, like, oh, I could understand why, like, this wand would choose me because of, like, how I am and how my personality is. It's just so cool.
Like, when we talked about ours, it was like, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Know? Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Cool. Mm-hmm. So we can go on to a little bit more about cores.
Do you want me to read the whole thing?
Is there an overview?
It's kind of the same thing. Yeah, it's a little overview.
All right, so it says, early in my career, as I watched my wand maker father wrestle with substandard wand core materials such as kelpie. Is that how you pronounce
kelpie.
It?
Kelpie.
Kelpie? Mm-hmm. Kelpie hair. I conceived the ambition to discover the finest cores and to work only with those when my time came to take over the family business. This I have done. After much experimentation and research, I concluded that the only three substances produce wands of quality to which I am happy to give the illustrious name of Ollivander: unicorn hair, dragon heartstring, and phoenix feather. Each of these costly and rare materials has its own distinct properties. The following represents a short summary of my researches into each of the three supreme cores. Mm-hmm. Readers should bear in mind that each wand is the composite of its wood. What did I say?
Composite.
It incorrectly. What is it? How do you pronounce
composite.
It?
Composite.
What did I call it? Composite?
Yeah, something like that.
Like my mom.
Hashtag can't read.
So composite of its wood, its core, and the experience and nature of its owner. That tendencies of each may counterbalance the or outweigh the other. So this can only be a very general overview of an immensely complex subject.
In our defense of reading these directly, Ollivander's, the way that he speaks is really kind of difficult to read.
Yeah. It is weird.
It's like if you go in there and look, you're like, I don't know. Like, I'm a teacher and I read stuff constantly out loud and I'm like, oh my gosh.
He's a very like intense descriptor, you know?
Yes. He uses a thesaurus for all his words.
I think it's really interesting that clearly Ollivander, the name and, you know, the whole family... Mm-hmm. Used to use other cores, but then Garrick did the research to try and figure out what he views as the supreme cores, which I think is neat.
Yeah.
I think something also that I picked up on here was the capitalization of supreme cores.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that is very...
So, like, did he copyright that? Like the wizarding equivalent.
I don't know.
But can he? I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. The capitalization of that just intensifies like how good the quality of his wands are.
They're the best of the best.
Right. According to him. And it even says that. I think it says that like when I was, it Hagrid says something about says the greatest it. One, the greatest wand maker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hagrid says he's like, you don't want, like, there's no place better to get a wand than Ollivander's.
Doesn't Draco mm-hmm. say something about wanting to get a...
That seems familiar.
What's the other guy?
Grigorovitch
wand.
Yeah, is it because of... Because
he wanted to go to Durmstrang, I think, but his mom wouldn't let him.
Correct.
Yeah.
Did he want to, or did his father want him to go there?
Well, I'm sure his father maybe introduced the
Because Karkaroff was the...
Headmaster.
So, he's he's a Death Eater, so... I think he wanted him to go there, so...
I would assume, yeah.
Yeah, go to school under his old buddy.
There is a lot on the Ollivanders here. On the lexicon. On the lexicon. Like, interesting stuff. I'm going to peruse this. And you all can move on.
Do you want me to read it just like everybody else? It's not that long.
I think. Just do the generalization.
Okay, so let me find it because I decided to lose it. There we go. All right, so I'm covering wand lengths and flexibility. So again, this is from Ollivander's point of view. So many wand makers simply match the wand length to the size of the witch or wizard who will use it, but this is a crude measure, and it fails to take into account many other important considerations. In my experience, longer wands might suit taller wizards, but they tend to be drawn to bigger personalities and those of more spacious and dramatic styles of magic. Neater wands favor more elegant and refined spell casting. However, no single aspect of wand composition should be considered in isolation of all the others. And the type of wood, the core, and the flexibility may either counterbalance or enhance the attributes of the wand's length.
I bet Hermione's wand is really neat. I can mm-hmm. see.
Yeah, I can see that.
Doesn't she have the...
Well, hers is very intricate and pretty, at least the design for the movies. I don't know how...
Yeah.
I don't think it's ever really described in the book, but I just envision it being a neater wand, per se. Mm-hmm.
Does he sit there and make every single wand really is different, but, like, does he sit there and, like, etch designs into them?
I think so.
That's got to take some time, man. I mean, he's got a whole thing full of them.
I mean, it's been in his family, so
there are probably some that are really old, too.
Yeah, because, I mean, it says here that they started in 382 BC.
Like, I wonder when they made, like, did Harry and Voldemort's wands get made together because they took the same feather? Was it at different times?
I would assume so. Since it's the same.
I think that Fox decided to give another feather later on.
You think?
I think so too. I read that somewhere, but I don't know for sure.
Okay. That's an interesting thought.
Well, it says
maybe we'll get to that when we look at Phoenix.
Just one other.
It is curious
that you should be destined for this wand.
But sorry, Katie, I interrupted you. There's more.
No, it's okay. I also think that I could see him sitting there and carving every wand intricately or whatever. I mean, the way he talks about them, it's like he loves what he does and he just feels so passionate about it. And wands to him seem to have feelings. Mm-hmm. So each one is literally special and its own.
Yeah. Yeah. So when you're like, I got to figure, like, I think of this as a business. So he's going to have like an off season. So you've got to figure like his busy time is when kids are getting ready to go back to school and getting new wands or stuff. And then, that's, you know, true. Like once in a while, people need a new wand, it breaks, whatever. So he probably has all that time to be studying, creating, and, you know, all that.
This is just kind of random because I was thinking about people like, because you have to defeat someone to get their wand. So it'll work for you. Mm-hmm. So like we find out that Ron's first wand is actually Charlie's wand. Now, does it work the same when you're just given a wand, or did Charlie just be like, this is old, I'm going to buy a new one. And now this one, like,
yeah, I don't really understand how that works. Why Charlie randomly decided to just get a new wand. Like if it chose you, why wouldn't you want to just keep it?
But there's unicorn hair sticking out of it.
I actually just read today that unicorn hair wands, sometimes the unicorn hair itself will kind of lose its magic and the hair needs to be replaced. So maybe it stopped working for Charlie, but they're poor, so they kind of needed to pass down a wand to Ron.
Can I just say, though, and I've said this before, they have older siblings that, like, if they happened to me, my brother would be like, here, I'm buying you a wand. You're going to school. You need one.
Yeah, like, why didn't Bill and Charlie ever help out?
They probably wanted to, but can you see Molly and Arthur being like, no. Yes, absolutely.
How about
like,
Gryffindors are too proud? How about you just take your brother and like, here, I'm buying you a new wand. You're going to Hogwarts.
That's fair.
Well, yeah. And there's a fund. Tom Riddle got all his stuff from the Hogwarts fund. Why can't somebody help out a Weasley?
Maybe they're in that weird middle ground.
Oh, where you can't get financial aid for college.
This has got super deep, guys.
Yeah, I think we all can feel a little bit of that.
That even happens in the wizarding world.
So Sarah's opposing our new bell. Can we talk about, Katie, talk about your bell.
All right, so I wanted a bell to signify every time we found, like, you know, a color, green or purple, or we were talking about taboo words. But here's Sarah.
That's a taboo
here.
Word, college. Financial aid. Loans. Ugh.
FAFSA. Ding. Ugh.
So anyway, you might hear this amazing, annoying bell every now and then.
We're probably going to have to end up moving it to a different side of the table because of Sarah.
I would agree.
All right.
So back to length and flexibility.
Yes.
Most wands will be in the range of between 9 and 14 inches, while I have sold extremely short wands, 8 inches and under, and very long ones, over 15 inches. These are exceptionally rare.
Mine is so on the low end.
Yours is 9 and 3 quarters.
9 and 3 quarters? Right? So he's at an average of 9 to whatever.
What did they say?
Umbridge's is the shortest, 16. Right?
16. Oh, he is half giant.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. But is Umbridge's the shortest?
Hers is short, yeah.
Yeah, because she needs to not be a part
Let's
of life.
Look it up.
Pottermore. While you do that, I'm going to continue.
All right.
In the latter case, a physical peculiarity demanded the excessive wand length. However, abnormally short ones usually select those in whose character something is lacking, rather than because they are physically undersized. Many small witches and wizards are chosen by longer wands.
Isn't that peculiarity? Is that how you pronounce
it?
Well,
how did I say it?
I didn't hear it.
Peculiarity.
Guys, we're having a
I'm not the only one that can't talk.
No, because we've been through episodes, so Sarah's done it. Megan did it last time. Katie, it's you. I'm next.
You're next. Well, you did it the last time.
Did I? Oh, yeah. Well, that episode hasn't aired yet.
You'll hear it.
You'll hear it. I was really tired, in my defense. There was no coffee in this house. It was not okay.
I apologize. Actually, there was coffee by then. We had a cup.
No excuses.
There's another word coming up that I'm going to totally butcher.
See,
but
the grim.
Wand flexibility or rigidity.
There you go. Good job.
Denotes the degree of adaptability and willingness to change possessed. Oh, my God.
He talks so weird.
Yeah. Oh, I'm telling you, he's hard to read.
To change possessed by the wand and owner pair. Although, again, this factor ought not to be considered separately from the wand wood, core, and length, nor of the owner's life experience and style of magic, all of which will combine to make the wand in question unique. Mm-hmm. Now I'm done screwing up words.
That's fine.
Okay.
Okay, so I found I was correct. I knew I had read it somewhere. Umbridge's wand is 8 inches long, birch and dragon heartstring. Doesn't say anything about the flexibility. I would assume it's not flexible.
I hate
her wand in the movie is so ugly. It's my least favorite wand.
I don't even know what it looks like.
Oh, it's
I don't. You guys, I'm learning so much today.
Can I just say, if in a fight, if I had to choose between killing Umbridge or killing Voldemort, I'd kill Umbridge before Voldemort.
And a thousand can we just times. Say that it Same. Is yeah. her birthday today? Who cares?
That's how I feel, too.
Happy unbirthday.
Unhappiest birthday to you.
Umbridge.
Umbridge.
Images. Let's see this. Ooh.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't be looking at
it. It's a little weird.
No.
Yeah, it's really weird.
It's like very Turn bumpy. I did. So if you have a moment, Google image Umbridge's wand. Okay. It's like there's like a weird thing in the middle, too.
Yeah,
it's
because just not
she's
a fan.
Bumpy with her life because nobody likes her.
All right.
So on to the next topic.
She's a half-blood.
I thought that...
She's saying she loves Voldemort. They're both half-bloods together.
We went through this last time.
She necessarily loves Voldemort, she loves does fudge. She? She just loves evil. And yeah.
It out.
He's got to speak.
It looks,
okay,
he's
got
to speak.
Me, wait. Hold on. Just let me talk. Okay. Let me talk about Umbridge for a second.
Oh, oh here God. We go.
Umbridge is... She's the best movie villain ever.
Yes.
She's I would
the,
agree.
She's Agreed. The perfect villain because yes. she's so pristine and she's so... You know, like perfect. I read this article and they're talking about like making your villains seem priestly.
Ooh.
Because the idea is then it makes them seem like they're untouchable.
Yeah.
And that's what makes her so great. I will agree that I don't know if she necessarily really loves Voldemort. I think she just kind of has her own agenda.
Yeah.
And it just might seem like I don't think she's a Death Eater or anything like that. I think she's just like, you know, she's like.
Just mm-hmm. evil.
Yeah, she's just.
She eats evil for breakfast,
yeah. lunch, and dinner. Evil loaves. She's just a snack.
She's uptight. I think is.
I agree.
Is the easiest way to put her.
I agree, and yeah. I also will say about her being portrayed in the movie. I hate her so much because she does such a good job. Oh, like I can't stand her.
Yeah. All right. So next topic, we wanted to go through some characters that we've met so far in our reread, because I know that we could go like way further yeah, into more characters, bad. But I think that we should just stick to where we are within our reread of characters that we've met or know what their wand is. So I'm going to start out with my favorite character, Lily.
Pour it out for Lily.
No, she's not dead.
Okay. Oh my God. That is too cheery for pour one out.
Yeah, honestly, this is sad. So... Lily Potter has, as we find out from Ollivander, has a willow wand, 10 1/4 inches long, and it's swishy, which he claims is nice for charm work.
Mm.
So, and Ooh. As we find out in later books, we do know that she was very good with charms and potions. Yeah. So, what?
Go on. I don't want to take your point. Go ahead.
I was just going to move on to talking about talk Willow. About
I know, but I have a cool point about that. So,
about the Willow?
So Willow, and I don't think that we actually have any doubles on this, so I won't feel too bad like going over Willow pretty in depth. Does that make sense? Okay, never mind.
You do you, boo.
Alrighty. So Willow is a pretty uncommon wandwood apparently, which is popular for healing. Yes.
That kind of goes with protection, does it not?
Oh!
That is true.
Love this.
Yeah.
I love this.
As Ollivander says, he's noted that the ideal owner for a willow wand often has some usually unwarranted insecurity. However, while they may try and hide it. I don't know if that fits my idea of Lily, but I kind of like have my own persona of Lily.
Correct.
And I don't really know.
No, Sarah, take it away.
Sarah. We are putting the bell away.
Bell abuser.
I just can't see her being insecure. I see her as a very strong. Yeah.
I bet you she could be insecure. I bet you that whole relationship with her sister makes her wonder.
Well, yeah.
Because that could affect everything.
However well they may try and hide it. Yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah. I mean, I think like, because you see that outward persona of her. Mm-hmm. But, you know, inside, she's hurting.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't think she ever stopped hurting. She never stopped mourning the loss of her sister.
Also, yeah. Everything that happens with Sirius affects her as well.
That's true. She was writing to him.
It also says here that while many confident customers insist on trying a willow wand because they are apparently a very pretty wood, many Willow wands have consistently selected those of greatest potential rather than those who feel they have little to learn. And it has always been a proverb in the Ollivander family that he who has furthest to travel will go fastest with Willow.
That's kind of interesting. Like, it's almost like a hidden gem of a person. You know, it's a very pretty wand, and it might pick someone who you wouldn't think it would pick.
Yeah. She's a hidden gem, that Lily.
That Lily.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So we don't know her core, unfortunately.
Really?
Yeah.
He doesn't Sam Pottermore?
He never says it. No.
What?
No, I know.
Joe.
I,
what?
Oh, Dear I Joe. Looked. I've
tweet,
looked.
And tweet that woman.
Something else that really annoys the crap out of me is that Noble Collection does not make a Lily Potter wand, but they make James.
They make they
a James Is that
Potter.
From Universal?
It's well, like just... I mean, you can order Noble Collection online. Like, they've been making them since before even Universal was open.
Before you were born.
But Noble Collection does supply the wands at Universal, but they've been making them for much longer than Universal's been around.
Why don't we
But
know
they have, I mean, they've got random Death Eater. They have... What
literally random Death Eater.
Yeah, what is... Oh, Snatcher. They have a Snatcher wand.
I bet like that's an ugly wand.
But they don't make a Lily Potter wand.
Yeah, they have like Yaxley.
Dropping the ball there, Noble Collection, because I would have bought one a long time ago. Just saying.
Would there have been a Harry Potter story without the protection
Honest
of Lily
to
Potter?
Honest God, she's so important. Make her a wand.
Lightning bolt. Okay. Round question. If you could... like... figure out her wand core, what would it be?
Just wondering.
I
That's
say
so
unicorn.
I would agree.
Yeah.
I was going to go unicorn.
Yeah.
She's too good.
Why? Why wouldn't she just give us that information? I wonder, I is it know. One of those like specialty core? She got it from Ollivander, right? Yeah. So mm-hmm. what
she
is does. It?
He knows what it is. He's the one who tells us this other information.
Dear Ollivander.
Tell
an open
us.
Letter.
Tell us now.
What? I'm tweeting her. She's going to ignore me, but I'm tweeting her.
We also don't know the core for James's wand either, which I was going to get into next.
I would think that would be either Phoenix or Dragon. I don't see
I
don't see him as a
I would see James as Dragon.
I see Dragon just because as I'm looking quickly at the description, it says something about flamboyant spells, and he liked to show off.
Yeah.
What are the other Marauders cores?
I'm going to look that up.
Look that up. Let's see. Because I wonder,
I don't care
it would be
about
really
Peter.
Cool if,
yeah,
it,
who cares
if they were
Peter?
The same.
It'd be interesting to see what Peter Pettigrew's is.
Ugh.
A vole. Hair.
Ugh. Hey, now.
So while we're looking that up, I'm going to go into James's wand. He has mahogany. Oh my God, you've got to be kidding me. Mahogany is not on Pottermore. Really?
So we would tell you information, but apparently we don't have it.
Apparently nobody wants us to have it.
What is wrong with this website?
Lots of stuff.
Okay, well, it's 11 inches, mahogany, and pliable, which is also excellent for transfiguration. And I, yes, as we just discussed, I think that his core is probably Dragon Heartstring.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, he was super showy and all that jazz.
And all that jazz.
So I'm tweeting Rowling. I'm saying, good afternoon. We are discussing wands at Swish Split Cast. What's Lily's wand core? Thank you.
I hope she responds. I'll die.
She's never responded to me, but sometimes she will, and she hasn't really talked Potter
and it is
in a
like,
while.
Okay, so it's like 2:45 right now, so that's like 8:45. That's like perfect time to be browsing the web in the UK, right?
I don't know.
Hopefully.
JK, let's all send our thoughts out to her and be like, check your phone and look at Swish
phone.
And Flick Cast.
Look at,
and
look
tweet
at
us back.
Good old T Rizzle.
Go ahead.
The Twitter.
So, hit
I found,
it, Kate.
Well, I found Remus's one, but I don't. It's like from Harry Potter Wiki. Where'd you find it on Pottermore? Because I just found like his extreme story.
It's like his. Just,
hold on, I'll look it up.
Which, if I read, I'll cry.
It's called like
so.
A file or something
his
like this.
His character, if you go all the way. No, it's not there.
No, it's not
if
here.
If you go all the way down, usually the characters will have like.
You got to go to explore the story.
A character profile.
Hold on, I'm there. His wand is cypress and unicorn hair, 10 1/4 inch length. It's
of course,
pliable.
He's a unicorn hair.
Okay.
His patronus
so
is a wolf.
He's so good.
He doesn't like it.
Well, does he like himself?
No.
Exactly. No, he doesn't.
Nice.
So. Who else am I looking up? Lupin. Sirius.
They don't even have Pettigrew's wand on here.
Good.
Nobody cares about him.
I think it has a rat tail in the middle.
So, guys, I was also going to talk about Hagrid's wand, but again, Pottermore has no information on Oak. So, shout out to Pottermore. You have no information.
Come on, guys.
Sirius Black, they don't have his wand.
What's happening?
Pottermore.
But his skills are animagus, nonverbal magic, and charms.
Oh, Katie. Good joke.
Thank you.
I didn't even hear what you said. What was your joke?
I said it's not Pottermore, it's Potterless.
Okay.
So, I love it. While I can't really go into much information on Hagrid's wand, I will tell you guys what it is. It was oak, 16 inches, rather bendy.
And breakable.
And again, we don't know his core, do we?
No.
He's got to be a dragon. So. He's always wanted one.
So do you think... Wait, do you think that... So... I don't know if anyone else knows this, spoiler alert, but inside the pink umbrella is his wand.
What?
I
ruined
know.
The series. Series ruined.
Really?
So do you think his wand, it's not his wand, do you think his umbrella was the whole wand, or was it just like a little bit longer than 16 inches and like the pieces fit and they added a handle?
I think it was the whole wand.
What Spell do we call this tape lightning and, scar round?
Lightning bolt.
Oh, lightning bolt, lightning star. It's all the same.
She's never done this podcast before.
No. I've been taken over by aliens.
Shout out to aliens everywhere. All right, Megan, what do you think? What do you think? Do you think it was the whole wand or what?
I think that it was the pieces of the wand put in a normal umbrella.
It's not normal. It's magical.
Well,
right?
Inside the magical
umbrella. A muggle umbrella.
Yeah.
A muggo.
Of pink variety.
A pink muggle umbrella.
Because they did break his wand.
Yes.
And I do believe that Dumbledore gave it back to him. And I don't think that there would really be a way to fix it enough to put it in the umbrella as the whole stick.
Do you think it was still... Do you think it was connected by, like, core? Whatever the core was?
Probably.
I assume it was dragon heartstring.
Probably.
So because otherwise, I feel like if it's snapped clean, it's not going to work.
Right.
Yeah.
That's just my thought.
But maybe.
No, go.
Lots of hands.
You go first.
Why didn't Dumbledore throw one out to his buddy with the Elder Wand and...
I was going right to say the same thing.
Yeah. I said that in a previous episode.
No, I agree.
Megan, they don't listen to me.
Tiffany, I love you.
You guys.
God, I listen to us all the time because I'm conceited.
No, but I so agree because in the books, You're Harry good. Fixes his wand with the Elder
That's
Wand.
I literally said
but
this.
But I wonder if Voldemort fixed Hagrid's wand for him.
What a nice guy.
After getting him, like, framed. Sorry, spoiler alert. But I wonder if
what episode do I talk about that in, Megan? It's like two or three.
Maybe he didn't fix it completely.
It's like three.
But you fixed it enough for like.
Isn't
you
it Keeper of the Keys?
Umbrella. Like
we
I wonder if Dumbledore made him the umbrella.
Hagrid.
Nobody cares enough.
No,
on the other side of the table.
Guys, we just had a revelation.
No, yeah, it's not a revelation. You guys brought up an old revelation that we've already discussed.
Did you hear what I just said?
No, I heard what you said. She said that Dumbledore probably put it together to give him enough of a wand.
No, I wonder if he put it into the umbrella for
him. That's what I'm saying.
No, you're not. You said you just put it back together. That is not the same thing.
Are you ready to throw down?
Ma'am. Let's go.
Come at me, bro.
Guys, we're fighting. This is supposed to be fun. The Felix Files is fun.
F is for friends who do stuff together.
F is for a fiend fire.
That burns down the whole room.
U is for Umbridge.
Who we don't like.
No.
N is for
nifflers.
Newt Scamander.
All your gold. Down here in
the Wizarding
God's
world.
I was going to say down here in Sarah's basement, but you know.
That too.
Okay, next, Voldemort's wand.
Wands.
Voldemort
has a U wand.
I share that wood with Voldemort.
Is that something you want to admit? No. Okay, you would. 13 and a half inches long and has one of Fox's phoenix feathers. Mm. So, thankfully, because Voldemort is apparently the only important character that Pottermore cares about, we have all the information on his wand here.
That's so not true. We have information on Harry's wand.
We have Harry intro.
Well, he's intro. Also
I got information
important.
On my own wand because I'm pretty important. I'm an MVP.
Okay. You wands are among the rarer kinds, and their ideal matches are likewise unusual and occasionally notorious. The wand of you is reputed to endow its possessor with the power of life and death, which might, of course, be said of all wands, and yet you retains a particularly dark and fearsome reputation in the spheres of dueling and all curses. However, it is untrue to say that those who use you wands are more likely to be attracted to the dark arts than another. So they're fierce protectors. So that can be taken in good and bad, right? So like Katie here, the little Hufflepuff, has you. She's definitely not going to go to the dark arts or anything like that.
That's what you think. Married to a Slytherin.
But then we've got Voldemort, who clearly would use it for that. So yes. Wands hewn from these most long-lived trees have been found in the possession of heroes quite as often as of villains. Where wizards have been buried with wands of yew, the wand generally sprouts into a tree guarding the dead owner's grave.
Ooh.
That is cool.
I like that a lot.
What is certain in my experience is that the yew wand never chooses either a mediocre or a timid owner.
Shout out to myself.
She said ever so humbly. Yeah.
And then we could also go a little bit into the core.
Mm-hmm. What is this core? Oh, Phoenix. Duh.
Hello.
Katie, are you a Harry Potter fan or
apparently
what?
I also have a Phoenix Feather core.
They're so very do I. Rare.
Yes, your wand is the wand of all wands because yes. It's, yeah, but it's so the most small. Potter wand ever.
Hey.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be annoying to like put in your pocket or
I'm
anything.
I'm fun size.
But Tiffany is
I am.
Small.
I have large wickedly pockets. Small.
So Phoenix what? Feathers are the most rare core and are capable of the greatest range of magic. Though ooh. They may take longer than unicorn or dragon core to reveal their power.
Interesting. That's really interesting for Harry.
Mm. Yeah.
Not well, that he was does, ever like dominant magic.
He does kind of take a
it
while
takes,
to
it takes
show
him
his
years.
Potential.
Like he gets up to where he's like able to defeat the Dark Lord.
Right. I mean, but, like in the fourth one, it's kind of just all luck. Like he just is going to cast Expelliarmus and all of a sudden they connect. And the only reason they connect like that is because they're brothers. I mean, like, the wands are brothers.
Yeah.
Okay, don't kill me, but...
Oh, gosh.
Does Harry Avada Kedavra Voldemort?
No.
Or they just... Their
he's
never, go
he's never used that spell.
They kind of just
Harry
shoot
he,
their magic
at Voldemort
each
with Expelliarmus.
Yeah, oh, even in the end.
That's right, because... Okay, all right. Yep. I remember.
Swish and Flick is looking for a new Ravenclaw host.
I'm being replaced.
Just kidding.
Go ahead,
you Pete. Must have a basement that you can podcast in. I am the provider of such basement.
Such basement.
I think it's cool that Harry has that phoenix tail feather and how it might take longer for his magic to show. However, at the same time, he had bursts of like this extreme show of his power, like when he's only in his third year and he can
defeat,
produce a Patronus.
Yeah, defeat and, a whole lake covered in Dementors.
Right.
Yeah.
Dementus.
So you get little hints of just how powerful he really is.
Yeah.
But and it, I mean, he also does progress.
Powerful enough to like teach the kids in the fifth year, teach people who are older than him how to do defensive magic.
Mm-hmm.
I think a part of it also is he's so insecure because he had no idea until he was 11 that he could even do this stuff. And then everyone's like, you're Harry Potter. You defeated the Dark Lord. And he's like, dude, I was just a baby. I literally know nothing. Dude, I'm not that great. And he's even said to Hermione, he's like, no, you're the smart one. She's like, no, you have all this other extra.
Right.
Sorry. You have all this extra stuff. So like, you know, I'm just here. Like you really are what is carrying me through. And Hermione's like, no, you're not stupid. Like you can do this stuff. You're good at magic.
Mm-hmm. Books and
believe
cleverness.
In yourself.
The last little thing I'm going to say about Phoenix feathers is that they are usually their allegiance is hard won. It's hard to get another one.
Hard won. I thought you said hard won. And I was like, I don't know what that means.
Hard won. WON.
Yeah.
They're hard to win.
I got that. Thanks. Yeah.
They're hard to form a bond with. However,
correct.
When you do, it's probably strong.
Right.
Strong. Yeah.
Strong.
Yep. So, next up is Harry.
Harry.
In Pottermore, I am literally going to disown you if you don't have Holly because this is Harry Potter. So, let's see.
Disown you.
Oh, we got it. Holly is another rare wand wood, which is... Oh, hold on. Let me tell you what Harry's wand stats are. Holly and Phoenix Feather, 11 inches, nice and supple. So holly is one of the rarer kinds of wandwoods and traditionally considered protective. It works most happily for those who may need help overcoming a tendency to anger and this word.
Impetuosity?
Yep, there we go. At the same time, holly wands often choose owners who are engaged in some dangerous and often spiritual quest. Hello, that's hairy.
Yes.
No. Yes. I disagree.
Holly is one of those woods that varies most dramatically in performance depending on the wand core, and it is notoriously difficult to team with Phoenix Feather.
Mm.
As the wood's volatility conflicts strangely with the Phoenix detachment. In the unusual event of such a pairing finding its ideal match, however, nothing and nobody should stand in their way.
Interesting. Wow.
Get some.
That is just like that. I almost feel as if that is another reason why Harry was marked as Voldemort's equal. Yeah. I mean, I know that it was because Voldemort chose him. Mm-hmm. But the fact that that wand chose Harry just, like, makes the prophecy even more perfect.
I wonder if they're, like, interconnected in some kind of way.
They are because they're cores, aren't they?
Yeah, but I'm saying, like,
they're from the same phoenix.
Maybe they're even from the same tree.
He's destined for the wand.
The wand is you.
So, just thinking about wands, like, because I know that they choose the wizard, but, like, could one wand potentially match with two wizards, or are they always, like, in the magical realm of wands, destined for one wizard only?
Yeah, but that comes in, too, if you think about, like, you defeating someone and you get their wand, that wand is going to work for you now, correct?
But I don't think it'll work to an extent, but is it? Like it working depends. True, you
it
know what I mean.
On its flexibility as well,
because
how it will acclimate to a new owner depends on its flexibility.
Well, and here's my other question about
if it's rigid, it's very hard to win the allegiance
like,
of that wand.
If you say you defeat someone and you like Harry has this phenomenal wand, right? He's got his wand. He Expelliarmus's whatever Draco. Technically, he gains the Elder Wand in the end. Does his wand still, like, work better for him than the Elder Wand? Like, does his original wand work the best? Or does it, like, oh, well, now you have all these other wands at your disposal because you won all of them? Like, I wonder how that all works.
I think
like, what if you're just great and you're, like, Expelliarmus all these people and you have all these wands?
I wish you could see. They're, like, finger guns going on right now.
No, but, like, I wonder how that works. If you defeat all these people and you gain all of their wands, just say... Does your own wand, if you did the whole thing with the same wand, is that the wand that's going to work the best for you? If that's always been the best.
I got to feel like it's your original wand because it's not you winning it. It's the wand choosing you.
Mm-hmm. Because like Harry had a Snatcher wand, but he didn't win that because Ron just got it for him.
He took it away.
And what happened to his wand? I don't remember.
Ron?
Harry's.
It broke when they were leaving Bathilda's house.
Yeah, with the snake.
Hmm.
We're searching for a new Ravenclaw.
The curse that Hermione threw at Nagini rebounded and hit Harry's wand, I believe.
I understand.
And then he was using Hermione's for a little bit.
Hermione.
So we're not going to talk about Harry or Ron and Hermione's because we haven't. Really
we haven't even met them. We don't know who these people are.
We're going to wait.
Who are
Who's
they?
Ron?
That's for another episode.
Who's Ed Sheeran? We don't really know.
So,
if you don't know, I'll send you a photo of the Weasley family.
Because we don't want this
check
party.
Check it on our Facebook.
Check our social media, please.
Because we don't want this party to end yet, we're going to talk about some of our listeners' wands.
Yeah.
We asked you guys to submit your Potter IDs, and some of you did. So let's move on to that.
Okay.
Sure thing, my friend.
Yay. So Erin Jessica Hines is the first lady we're going to discuss.
Mm-hmm.
So her wand is made of maple wood, unicorn hair core, and 10 inches long.
Mine is also 10 inches.
Popular.
Slight little twinsies.
Nice.
So Maple, I've often found that those chosen by maple wands are by nature travelers and explorers. They are not stay-at-home wands and prefer ambition in their witch or wizard. Otherwise, their magic grows heavy and lackluster. Fresh challenges and regular changes of scene cause this wand to literally shine, burnishing itself as it grows with its partner in ability and status. This is a beautiful and desirable wood, and wand quality maple has been amongst the most costly for centuries. Possession of a maple wand has long been a mark of status because of its reputation as the wand of high achievers.
So we're telling you to quit your job, become a nomad, and travel the entire world.
Exactly.
Do it. You will shine.
Do it now.
You will shine.
Now.
What's so your core? Unicorn?
She's got unicorn hair.
That's pretty cool.
Which is, it produces the most consistent magic, is least subject to fluctuations and blockages, and wands with unicorn cores are generally the most difficult to turn to the dark arts. So it looks like, mm-hmm. Aaron, you are going to be on the right side of history. Yep.
Yeah. You're going to change lives as you travel around.
You're going to travel, your wand is going to shine, and you will never turn to the dark arts.
Congratulations. You win the wizarding world.
Woo! That's pretty solid.
All right. Do you want to switch it up with the next one? You want me to read the next one?
Go for it.
This is Tracy Rose. So thank you for submitting your wand to us. So you have a cherry wood with a dragon heartstring core, 9 3/4 inches. Quite bendy flexibility. So you and I share a wand length, so that's pretty cool. So cherry wood, I'm just going to read it directly off there. There's a word in here that I don't know how to say because it's a Japanese word. Anybody got a thought on that?
Just say it came from a school in Japan.
Is it it's the name of the school.
Anybody got an idea?
Nope.
Mahutokoro. We're going to go with that. Okay. So this very rare wand wood creates a wand of strange power. Most highly prized by the wizarding students of the school of
Mahutokoro
in Japan, where those who own cherry wands have special prestige.
That's kind of discriminatory.
Yeah. Sure, maybe. I don't know. The wand chooses the wizard, Megan.
Yeah, just be like,
it's not always clear why.
If I walk in there and I like go there with an ashwood wand, they're like, you don't have special prestige. Please sit down. I would be like, excuse me?
Well,
talk about stereotypes.
Yeah, for real.
Okay.
Or cliques. Wand cliques.
Yeah.
I'm just excited that I know about another wizarding school.
True.
Because I didn't read that before.
That should be another.
Oh, Wizarding
Files episode.
Ooh. We're just coming up with ideas.
Thanks to Fantastic Beasts, we learned all about lots of schools.
We do. Mm-hmm. We do.
Sorry, go ahead. Sorry, Tracy.
The Western wand purchaser should dispel from their minds any notion that the pink blossom of the living tree makes for a frivolous or merely ornamental wand, for cherry wood often makes a wand that possesses truly lethal power. Ooh. Whatever the core, but if teamed with dragon heartstring, the wand ought never be teamed with a wizard without exceptional self-control and strength of mind.
I think that really fits her.
I would agree. Holy mackerel.
Everyone look out.
That's a pretty boss wand.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's a boss wand. Gosh, I'm learning so much today. Oh, all right.
That's so crazy. I think that really fits her well.
Yeah. Shout out to Tracy.
Shout out to Tracy.
We're going to do another one?
Kate, do you want to do Jessica's?
I feel bad, though. Well, yes, I'll do it. So, Jessica Michelle.
Why do you feel bad?
Because we've talked about, she is 11 and a half inches maple wood with a dragon heartstring core.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's see how those pair together. So, the maple was kind of a free-spirited traveling wand, right?
Right. Yes.
Yes. So you should also
high achievers have maple.
And dragon heartstring is supposed to be extremely powerful, right?
It can turn to the dark side.
Oh, so now we have another traveling wand, but instead of a unicorn hair, we have a dragon heartstring.
We like wands.
We have way too much going on.
We're having a lot of fun today, you guys.
Yeah, I like this.
We're free and easy today.
This is
free and easy down the road.
This whole episode is just like on a whim.
Yeah, can we explain that? We're not as organized
as prepared for this episode.
I kind of like it,
but because we just want to, you know, we want to flow. And me being a tightly wound individual, type A personality, sometimes I just need to just let it go.
I gotta say, that's how I think every episode of the Felix, is that what we're calling it?
Felix Files.
Yeah.
That show is going to be, we're going to be real chill.
It's going to be chill. It's going
to
be real chill.
So, sorry, back to Jessica.
Yes, Jessica.
Dragon Heartstring.
Sorry.
So you are a free-spirited kind of should be traveling to shine your best, but you also have the dragon heartstring. So let's see.
And I actually know Jessica, and she does travel.
There we go.
Yeah, she's a hiker.
So you're lucky, though, because dragon heartstrings bond very closely with their owner. So you're going to have a trustworthy wand on any of your travels.
Though it tends to turn to the dark arts.
So just be kind.
Just look for the light.
Rewind.
Yes. Please be kind of rewind. You're also, it's the most prone to accidents of all
so
the
So be
cores.
Careful. And don't put your wand in your back pocket.
Like Mr. Potter.
Could blow off a buttock.
Can I also say? Oh, okay.
Katie coming in. Butts get in. Ding.
Butt gets the bell.
Also, you probably shouldn't put scissors in your backpack if you're in school, because I heard about someone getting stabbed when they tripped and fell and their scissors in their backpack stabbed them. That's not funny.
Oh my gosh.
What?
You shouldn't put your wand in your back pocket, and you should not put scissors in your backpack.
We're just trying to compare things to the real world here that we can all understand.
I'm just going to leave now. There's an open position. Bye. Walk out slowly.
I love it. All right.
Now we're going to move on to our friends over at the Second Breakfast and Rebel Watch.
And Box Trick.
And Box Trick.
So if you are looking for some podcasts to listen to, go listen. Yes.
With your ears.
We love your ears.
So. I have no words. Second Breakfast is a new podcast.
It's really good. Sorry. I just need to throw that out there. I listened to it.
It is. It's a pop culture.
So good.
Oh, my goodness gracious. You can't control these people.
And I'm totally going to barge in on Second Breakfast when they discuss anything Disney, whether they want me there or not.
She's
going
to come in for Third Breakfast.
Yeah.
No, that's 11sies.
Don't talk to me.
Can you get it right, please?
No. Nah.
Anyways.
It's a hard no.
And then there's
any promises. I'm just gonna talk for hours and hours. I'm gonna start reading the Bible. First book is Genesis, I think. It's like bad Catholic.
All right, let's move on here. So Matt,
I'm out.
His one.
I'm deranged.
I wanted to give them a proper shout out.
Oh. All right. Start that all over.
Just start Second Breakfast
over. Okay. So if you are into podcasts and you're looking for some more to listen to,
I would assume they're into podcasts if they're listening to us.
I don't know, guys. I don't know. I don't know if they're into podcasts if they do one. I just.
Was that sassness?
It's questionable.
I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sticking up for
you. Thank you, Katie.
We love you.
All right, so Second Breakfast is a podcast. It's a pop culture. They're discussing a lot of different things. They're doing some fanfic readings.
What is it called?
Yeah, what's it called?
What do you call it?
Interpretive fanfic. Yes, fiction. And they're here with us today. And then got
interpretive fanfiction.
I thought that we should change the voice up for a second.
And then there's also Rebel Watch, and all Star Wars podcasts that you should be listening to, and Box Trick, which is a video gaming podcast, which I'm stoked about. So we're going to start with Matt, 13 and a half inches, cedar, reasonably supple flexibility, and unicorn core. So did we talk about cedar
yet?
Sounds
like you're going to be a goody two-shoes, just saying.
Let's look up cedar. All right. Ooh, okay. Here we go. Whenever I meet one who carries a cedar wand, I find strength of character and unusual loyalty. My father, is it Gervais? Gervais?
I was Ollivander? Gonna say Gervais.
Gervais? Gervais? Ollivander.
Like Ricky Gervais.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Gervais.
Used to always say, "You will never fool the cedar carrier." And I agree. The cedar wand finds its perfect home where there is, What is that word?
Perspicacity.
Ollivander, you need to calm down with your thesaurus.
Word that starts with P.
God knows Sarah can't read, so I can't help you.
Perspicacity. Perspicacity. I honest to God, I cannot pronounce this
word. We can put it on, let the Google person say it.
Yeah.
And perception.
And you can tell us how to pronounce it.
Okay. I would go further than my father, however, in saying that I have never yet met the owner of a cedar wand whom I would care to cross.
Ooh, I was
cross
wrong.
As in fight or just come across. Especially if harm is done to those of whom they are fond. Oh, okay. So you're a protective kind of guy. Is it true for you?
Yeah, that's pretty true.
All right. The witch or with.
Yeah, that's pretty true.
The witch or wizard who is well matched with cedar carries the potential to be a frightening adversary, which often comes as a shock to those who have thoughtlessly challenged them.
Let's turn this
a
into
a BA individual.
Let's turn this into an interview.
Hey, you know, well, we should probably get through the rest of the wand so we can kind of match it all up and see what it looks like.
All right. So you were, what was your core?
I was just going to ask you, how does that make you feel learning that about your wand?
Okay.
You know, it makes me feel pretty good. Cedar's pretty, you know, it is, I'm going to go ahead and say it is what it is. You know, we played hard, fought well. You know, the cedar plus the unicorn, which I think is, you know, it's got a lot of magic power.
It's got, the magic wand has a lot of magic power.
Well, the unicorn's, it's good. There's like things. No, but you go with the wand length of the cedar. And so the wand length. And all that stuff.
You guys.
Sounds good.
Let's help him out. Okay.
Thank you for that.
I'm not the expert.
He's not the expert, but we are. So let's help him out. So unicorn hair is the most consistent in producing, produces the most consistent form of magic. And they're most difficult to turn to the dark arts. Faithful. They're most faithful of all wands. And usually remain strongly attached to their first owner. So if someone were to win your wand, which by your wood, I don't think they would.
Wood?
Anybody?
So Bueller. I think that you're probably good.
I think that matches up
like
pretty well.
Yeah, pretty cool wand.
I disagree with everything, including Sarah, Harry Potter.
Like, honestly, we have an open spot. Any Ravenclaws out there?
I'll nap while you guys do, and I'll just have a stand-in. I'll get someone that looks just like me.
All right,
cardboard cutout.
So our other friend is next. Sarah, I'm going to let you do your BFF's wand.
That's fine. I figured. You
would. Does anybody? You want me to do Ezra, or anybody want to do Ezra's wand?
Go for it.
Okay. Ezra's is English oak wood, unicorn hair, 10¾ inch, slightly yielding flexibility. So we know about the unicorn hair already. So let's go to the English oak wood here.
That's a long description.
All right. So English oak, a wand for good times and bad. This is a friend as loyal as the wizard who deserves it. Wands of English oak demand partners of strength, courage, and fidelity. Less well known is the propensity for owners of English oak wands have powerful intuition and often an affinity with the magic of the natural world, with the creatures and plants that are necessary to wizard kind for both magic and pleasure. That is Hufflepuff to me.
That's what I was gonna say.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Agreed.
Okay.
Total Hufflepuff.
Yes. The oak tree is called the king of the forest from the winter solstice up until the summer solstice, and its wood should only be collected during that time. Okay, that's interesting. So that's like, it's kind of rare time to collect. Like, you know what I mean? There's a limited time where you can get the wood.
Yeah, all I heard was you said I was the king of the forest.
Yeah.
So.
And did you stop listening after that because you're so
lion,
prideful?
King of the forest, yeah.
Holly becomes king as the days begin to shorten again, and so the holly should only be gathered as the year wanes. This divide is believed to be the origin of the old superstition, quote, when his wand's oak and hers is holly, then to marry would be folly. A superstition that I have found baseless. Okay. It is said that Merlin's wand was of English oak, though his grave has never been found, so this cannot be proven. Huh. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
To be Merlin's. wand would, cool. buddy. All right.
Seems like a very powerful tree.
Yeah.
So it's, I'm a boss.
There's a lot going on.
I'm a boss. Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
You're unstoppable.
That was the the gist of that, was that you're a boss.
What's my core again? Unicorn. Are you talking about my length and my flexibility?
You should know your own core.
Yeah, I'm 10 and 3 quarters, right?
That's your length.
Wait, what would you say? Core?
Core.
Oh, unicorn.
Yes.
Yes.
There's no specific...
there's no...
about, like, they don't flexibility really talk about length. And length.
Yeah.
Not specific to, like 9 inches means blah, blah, blah. There's not that on here.
What about my flexibility?
It's not on here.
Well, what do you guys? What do you guys think about it? You're the experts.
Well, what was yours? Let me look at it again.
Someone's yours phone was is going off. Yours was slightly yielding. Slightly so I think yielding. That means you can go with the flow.
I like that. Yep. I like
right.
it.
Okay, we have one.
Hold on, is okay. someone's phone ringing?
Yeah,
whose is
mine's
that?
Not.
It's not mine.
It's not mine. It's Ekirk 2006.
No, you can't. I can only hear the vibrating.
Okay. Moving on to our last fan wand, and I'll throw it to Sarah.
So we're going to talk about Jen's wand, and her wood is ash wood. And it says, the ash wand cleaves to its one true master and ought not to be passed on or gifted from the original owner because it will lose power and skill. It says, this tendency is extremely is extreme if the core is of unicorn, which hers is not. And it's this old super, oh God, I can't read every episode. Old superstitions regarding wands rarely bear close examination, but I find that the old rhyme regarding rowan, chestnut, ash, and hazel wands, rowan gossips, chestnut drones, ash is stubborn, hazel moans. Fun fact, Jen is stubborn, even if she denies it. They contains a small nugget of truth. It says, the wand, those witches or wizards best suited to ash wands are not, in my experience, lightly swayed from their beliefs or purposes, which I 1,000% agree with Jen. However, the brash and or overconfident witch or wizard who often insists on trying their wands of this prestigious wood will be disappointed by its effects. The ideal owner will be stubborn and will certainly be courageous, but never crass or arrogant. And that's literally Jen. Sorry if you're listening to me and you disagree because you're wrong.
She can say that. It's her best friend. Yeah.
And so her her core is dragon heartstring. So with that, it says the dragon heartstring produces wands with the most power. They're capable of flamboyant spells. They learn quicker than other types. Although it says that Gawaldi can change allegiance if won from their original owner, they always are bonded strongly with the current owner. Yeah.
What house is she in?
She's a Ravenclaw.
Okay. So that connects to her wand. They're quick learners.
So yeah. She's a Ravenclaw.
She's a very intelligent person.
She's taking over for you?
She literally knows nothing. Not nothing. I shouldn't say that. She knows nothing about Harry Potter because she doesn't care.
But you
I
think made her fiance her would. Take this
oh,
test.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We like sorted her out, did her Patronus and everything.
As a best friend, she must do all things that I ask her to.
I agree.
Well, she would disagree with it. It says it's easiest to turn to the dark arts, which I could kind of see Jen.
Yeah.
She could be turned. She could be turned.
She could join me.
A little bit.
So you
I don't know if she would join
it.
You specifically, but...
Megan admits it.
She Look can... at my sweatshirt that I have on today.
Slytherin.
No, it's a dark mark.
Oh. Eh,
it's
snakes.
A Death Eater tattoo thing. It's the dark.
Is that your next tattoo?
No.
That's a lot. That. Like, that's a dedication
that's
is a dark mark.
Because I mean,
not
like,
only is it like a very, very much a Harry Potter one, but it's kind of like...
You're evil.
A lot of people assume, like, when you have a dark mark tattoo, that you are, like, not a nice person.
It's a super dedication, because if Voldemort comes calling, guess what?
Bye.
You gotta go.
Well, I'm not saying that, like, I don't have the dedication to Harry Potter to get as...
No, that's not what I'm saying. But it's
that,
the dark part of it. Like,
right.
People literally are like, are you racist because you have a... I'm not kidding you. People think that.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
Yes.
Because
I love
it.
Like, I love a skull, I love a snake, but I wouldn't get them together because I wouldn't
Because they think that
I'm
you
mean.
Like the Death Eaters that much, so you agree with basically what they...
Yeah.
Oh, the yeah. Voldemort's agenda.
Yes.
I got you.
Correct.
I understand.
I just, like... I just like the fun of
I the like the
evil,
look of it.
You know?
Playing the bad guy.
Sometimes
yeah,
it's more fun.
Being the bad
I got
guy is always fun.
I understand.
I swear my wife isn't mean. She's I'm a very nice mean. Person.
I would disagree. She made me cry in high school.
One tear, Sarah.
One single tear.
One lonely teardrop. Like crybaby.
Was it so a teardrop nice. On your guitar?
Maybe.
Ooh.
I just found out
those. I did have a guitar in high school, but when I say I did, it really was my dad's from like eons ago with no strings.
So you had nothing.
I just tell people, I'm like, I'm great at playing the stringless guitar. Anyways, I digress.
Let's wrap this up.
So her wand is 14 and 1/4 inch length, and it's hard flexibility. Which
all right.
She's taller think, than me. She has I a big think, personality. I although I her, bet you she would disagree with me.
I think her wand length points to her personality. I think she's got a pretty big personality.
I would agree. She's got a very strong personality. Yes. It's like if you don't know her right away, but like once you know her, like she's not afraid to like say stuff and stand up for what she believes in. And she's.
I agree with that.
Yeah. It's an admirable quality because a lot of us
my bestie.
Find it hard to. Rock
and she is, and honestly, she is very
or say
stubborn.
What you feel.
It's interesting to have conversations with her about certain things where, like, I am a very stubborn person, but there are some things where I'm like, oh, I don't really care either way, whatever. And she'll be like, no, this is how it is. I was like, I don't know if
when
I disagree
reading,
or agree with her.
When you were reading the description of Ash, I was like, is my wand Ash? Because this sounds like me. But then I went back and looked, mine's Alder.
Yeah, like, okay.
Are those
a lot
two
of
similar?
I don't know. I don't really remember what Alder is all about.
I don't even. I know what my wood is, but
it's unyielding. Is not
is
stubborn. Its ideal owner is not stubborn.
Meg,
okay,
you need a new wand.
Pottermore, you got me all wrong. Well, anyway, so that wraps up the Felix Files
episode one.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I hope you guys liked it because we enjoyed making it.
We
for
did
you.
Enjoy recording it. It was fun. I liked it being totally like
we kind of just talked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We digressed a little bit. It's
sorry
all
if you guys were annoyed by our chit chat or we were overwhelming.
It was just more
at
relaxed.
We're a lot to handle.
I will say though, that is how we are in real life. So when we produce really great, like, oh, we're so structured podcasts, we're more like kind of scattered.
That takes
like,
lot of work.
Yes. Let's just sit and talk. That's usually how we are.
Yeah.
True. Very true.
So make sure that you find us on social media. Find us on Facebook, Swish and Flick Podcast, or if you go on Instagram, Twitter, or Tumblr, you can find us at Swish Flick Cast.
Tumblr.
All right. Sarah apparently mans Tumblr, so I don't know what's going on Tumblr.
Not always that great, but it always uploads, like there's always a link when we upload a thing.
Okay,
not
cool.
A thing, but a podcast.
Yeah.
It will automatically upload to Tumblr.
We
also,
will.
And I follow a bunch of other people on there, so if you want me to follow you, let me know.
Yeah.
We will post these articles that we use for these on our Facebook.
It's always a fascinating read.
Yeah.
Like just to read them and be like, oh my God, that's so cool.
Yeah. So you guys can look up your own ones, see what you're all about.
True.
Make sure that you subscribe to us on iTunes or Podbean. And then we're still having our little giveaway going on right now where if you go and review us on iTunes and comment on the pinned post on our Facebook page, we will send you a Swish and Flick button.
Do it on Podbean, too. You can write comments on Podbean. Make sure you subscribe
honestly, to it. Screenshot it and send it to us, really, if you want us to make sure you did it.
We really respond to everybody.
Yeah.
So
we do.
We love it.
We love it.
We love hearing everything you guys have to say. And give us more ideas for the next episodes that you want to do.
If anybody has any ideas for
we will literally talk about
files.
Anything Harry Potter.
Send it our way.
Yeah, shoot us some fan theories as well.
Yes.
Any
we'll talk about that
yours.
Too.
Yeah, even if it like... in relation to like what we're discussing via chapters, past chapters, we can always visit those.
And remember, we will also talk about Fantastic Beasts. We'll talk about the Wizarding World, everything.
I was just going to say we should use the Felix Files as our outlet for when Fantastic Beasts starts coming out with more information and everything. We can definitely utilize this little side project for that as well.
Yeah, definitely.
So make sure you subscribe, write us a review, help us get on New and Noteworthy because that would be so cool.
Yep.
And reach out to us and we'll get, you know, we'll respond to all of your ideas and everything. So
So that's about it. So thank you so much for listening and don't let the muggles get you down.
Amazing! Just my voice! live on Facebook, and I was like, oh my God.
No, we're recording right now.
Maybe we'll do that in the future. But yes, I'm recording.
Yeah, okay. When I can control myself, aka never.
Are we ready? Because I'm going to go in.
Yep. Okay.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.